877-437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You could share your thoughts, your opinions. You got any questions, you can text them into us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And there is, where does it get this here? Okay, so I want to talk about our jobs report, as we often do. And on Fridays. But before we get to all of that, let me get you your top three stories. So starting off with, the Biden administration has appealed to the Supreme Court to go ahead and rule on the student loan debt forgiveness program. They are hoping, because, you know, we've had two federal judges now who have said, no, that's unconstitutional. President can't just decide he's going to get rid of $10,000 in student loan debt or up to $20,000 in student loan debt unilaterally. He's got to go through Congress on that. And, of course, he doesn't want to go through Congress on that because he knows he wouldn't be able to get it done. So he just went ahead and tried to do it anyway. It's gotten blocked by two judges. So now he's gone to the Supreme Court and is appealing to the Supreme Court to try to rule in his favor on that one. I'd be surprised. I mean, I don't know what his legal argument is, but so I'd be surprised if they ruled in his favor, but that's one of the top three stories. The other one, children's hospitals, as well as the pediatric groups, have called on the Biden administration to declare an emergency in response to unprecedented RSV surge. So, in fact, in some places like in Kansas City, they're saying now that they're having a triple-demic. They're having RSV, they're having flu, and they're having COVID, all taking up their hospital beds. And finally, Qatar. That's the country where the World Cup is going to be playing, and it's starting in 2 days. And Qatar today just banned beer sales at the World Cup stadiums. Oh, boy. I think that's hilarious. I remember the former head of FIFA came out last week and said, I think it's a mistake that Qatar is the chosen place for the World Cup. Now, like, every soccer fan in the world is like, me too! Because, oh boy, yeah, so there's that one. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Jobs report here. All right, let's see how it's looking. If you recall, last few weeks, it's not been looking very good. We've seen an increase in new filings for unemployment, and we've seen bigger concerns. We've seen an increase for 4 weeks in a row of continued unemployment numbers, which means people aren't going and getting jobs, the ones that got laid off previously. So what about now? It's turning around, at least today. 6,000 fewer new filings for unemployment this week compared to last week. We're down to 199,000. That's fantastic. And then bigger is that we had 26,000 people come off of the unemployment, the continued unemployment rolls. Which, yes, that could mean they've been on unemployment for so long, their unemployment benefits expired, and so they've fallen off the rolls. But most of the time, I mean, you do get some people like that, but most of the people who come off the rolls are usually people who've gotten a job. So when you have 26,000 fewer people this week compared to last week, then that's a very good thing, particularly saying, I mean, so we lost 26,000. We had 200,000 people who lost their job, but continued unemployment actually went down by 26,000. So that means over 200,000 people got a job this past week. That's fantastic. Florida, 1,500 fewer new filings for unemployment. Alabama, 785 fewer new filings. Alabama had 1,200, almost 1,300 fewer people on their continued unemployment rolls. And Florida had 4,500 fewer people on their continued unemployment rolls. I think the bigger story here with Florida is, you know, we average around 4,500 new filings for unemployment a week to 5,000, like 4,500 to 5,000. Now we're at 5,800. We're getting closer to normal. It has not been normal since Hurricane Ian struck South Florida. I mean, at one point we had like something like 30,000 new filings that week alone. So we've slowly gone down, and that's after we had another hurricane hit. So that's good news for Florida. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. no beer? What's the point? Guess I'm canceling my trip. But you know those soccer fans. The ones that are in Europe who are already out there, the ones in Africa, they're going to make the trip even if there's no beer. I mean, they're probably going to figure out some way to get some beer while they're in the stadium. But, yeah, this comes about, by the way, going back to this story, I do want to talk about jobs more, but I find this to be fascinating. Qatar was already planning to have a section of of each stadium where they would take people who were too intoxicated and unruly. Remember that? We talked about that about a month ago, that they said if somebody's too intoxicated and they're unruly, they're going to remove them. They're not going to kick them out of the game. They're going to move them to another section to let them sober up and then they can go back. So here, a month later, they decided, you know what? We're not even going to even allow beer in the stadium at all. Whew. So there won't be any sobering up time because they're expecting you to be sober. Except you know what's going to happen now, right? Everybody's just going to get liquored up before they go to the game. They're just going to get, they're just going to get all the alcohol in they can before they go to the game. And then, they'll leave it like after halftime or something like this, or during a slow part of the game. Well, let me go get, and they'll just go out of the stadium, go to the nearest place or something. Hey, Bobby, it's stupid if they can't buy beer there. They're just going to smuggle in liquor. Which are worse. That's what I would do. Yeah, exactly. So instead of bringing in beer, which has lower alcohol content, now they're going to be bringing in like vodka and whiskey and whatever their home country's alcohol is. And they'll be smuggling in little bottles and stuff. I agree. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right. More businesses are saying that they cannot pay their rent now. More small businesses, I guess you should say. A growing number of small businesses saying that they're having a hard time trying to pay their rent as inflation continues to soar. A lot of this is because some of them were hoping that the prices of goods would go down. And so they would, so they did not raise their prices on their customers because they're like, we'll weather the storm, prices come back down, we'll be okay. But it's not okay, and they're struggling trying to pay their rents. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. This traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Like Us Auto Service. We do have one accident on Brent Lane, seeing slowdowns in both directions. At Sycamore Drive, this is right near Pensacola Christian College. Slowdowns in the westbound direction are backing up onto the I-110 Brent Lane exit, so keep that in mind if you are heading southbound and getting off at the Brent Lane exit on I-110. I-10 looking good with no major slowdowns, and everyday afternoon traffic is still slowing down on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Bridge, as well as eastbound at Highway 90 on Avalon Boulevard. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So there is one other thing. We brought it up yesterday. I want to bring it up again just a little bit. As we're talking about jobs, as we're talking about the economy, we're starting to see a lot of layoffs at different companies. I just saw here a bit ago that Carvana, the used car company that's the fastest growing used car company right now, they are laying off 1,500 employees due to a slowdown in used car sales. So we see that. We see Twitter laying people off, Facebook laying people off, WeWork. We're starting to see these big companies starting to do a bunch of layoffs happen right now. Right now, though, looking at the data that we were just looking at, it does appear that even if people are getting laid off, it appears they're able to find another job. And that's a good thing. And we were told before that for every person that gets laid off, there's two jobs out there available. Whether the people that get laid off have the skills to fill those two jobs that are open is a big question. But right now, it looks like it might be working out. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you've been thinking about selling your house, now we've been talking about real estate off and on all the time, really. I can't say off and on. We talk about it all the time. I mean, real estate's a big, important part of our lives. And we just read a report earlier today that according to Zillow, real estate sales nationwide dropped dramatically in the month of October. And we talked to Christina Leavenworth a couple of weeks ago from Rinky Realty. And Christina said that the real estate here is normalizing. But by normalizing, we're finding, like the day that she was in a couple weeks ago, there was over 100 houses that dropped their price that day alone. So we're starting to see sellers becoming a little bit more motivated. It's not like buyer's market type motivated, but a little bit more motivated to get the house sold, dropping the house price. Houses are sitting on the market a little bit longer. Sometimes might have to do a little incentive to try to get your house sold this time, like helping the buyer with points or something like this, buying down their points. Christina Leavenworth has all of those little tricks of the trade in order to help you get your house sold. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure you succeed. In fact, she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. The reason why she can make that guarantee is because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. In fact, right now she has about 100 approved families looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house, she may already have the buyer for you. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth to get more money at 850-723-9158. It's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. The Biden administration says they were not told in advance that the Department of Justice was appointing a special counsel to investigate former President Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the DOJ makes those decisions about criminal investigations independently. Says the White House was not involved in that decision and otherwise declined to offer any details about the president's reaction. Speaking of the DOJ, they're also investigating that botched pre-sale of Taylor Swift tickets over the last few days. The New York Times reporting the DOJ is opening an antitrust investigation into whether Live Nation Entertainment abused their power over the live music industry. Of course, this comes after Ticketmaster's systems all crashed while Taylor Swift fans were trying to purchase their tickets in a pre-sale. Live Nation owns Ticketmaster. Changes keep coming at Twitter, Bobby, but one thing hasn't changed, at least yet. Former President Trump's Twitter account still deactivated. In a tweet, Elon Musk did say Kathy Griffin, Jordan Peterson, and the Babylon Bee have all had their accounts reinstated. The Twitter CEO also says that negative and hate tweets are going to be demonetized and buried in their algorithm. And we all know about all the layoffs at Twitter recently, but another tech company now planning some layoffs.
Streaming giant Roku is planning to lay off hundreds of employees, including a large number of them in San Jose. Roku plans to lay off 200 workers, including over 90 workers at the tech company's San Jose headquarters complex. It's estimated that the layoffs would be done by the end of March next year. At the end of 2021, there were about 3,000 workers employed by Roku worldwide, and a loss of 200 workers would equate to about 6.7% of that total. Jordan Christmas, NBC News Radio.
Seems like a pattern with these tech companies.
Yeah, I'm starting, and I just talked about Carvana, which, I mean, if anything, Carvana could be considered to be a tech company for used cars. I mean, because they sell most of their cars online. And so once again, they're laying 1500 people off, was just announced today. So yeah, something going on with the tech industry where they're starting to clear people out, and they go through their cycles like that as well. I know they do, but That's a lot of people who might be looking for jobs here pretty soon. So definitely something to pay attention to right there. Did you see the pictures of the snow in Buffalo?
Oh, it was crazy.
Just wow. You know, I shared my experience the other day and about when I lived up in Rochester, got snowed in. It looked like that. When I'm pulling up the pictures, it's like PTSD. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember this. It's just like so much snow. When I saw the stadium, particularly, that was like, oh my goodness. I mean, looking at the inside of the stadium, it just looks like this. It's just all white everywhere.
Right.
You can't even hardly see the seats. They're just mounds of snow.
I do not miss those huge snowstorms like that. Those are just terrible when they come through, and it's just everywhere. You got to shovel. Oh, shoveling snow is the worst.
Oh, shoveling snow is the worst. I've gotten like tendonitis in my arm before shoveling snow, like in my elbow. You're just shoveling so much snow. Next thing you know, your elbow's just gone, just worn out. So, oh, it's miserable. And those people up there now are just locked in their house. If they try to get out and about, there's not much they can do. It's just terrible. It's just,
yeah.
And it's one thing to have the snow of like Iowa snows like that too. I mean, I've gotten dumped on in not 4, 5, 6 feet, but I've had pretty bad. And in the wind, oh, makes it a million times worse. The wind that kicks up the snow, and so you could just be walking, the snow's hitting you in the face. It's just terrible. So I know the heat here can be unbearable sometimes, but it's not as bad as that.
No,
that's the way I look at it.
No, not at all. Yeah, makes you glad to be here.
It makes you glad to be here, especially if you look at the pictures right now and you're like, that's what Buffalo Bills Stadium looks like right now. Okay, yeah, I like what we're dealing with here. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. We still do have slowdowns on Brent Lane. It's going to be in the westbound direction right near Pensacola Christian College due to a accident just off Sycamore Drive. So expect some slowdowns if you're heading in the westbound direction on Brent Lane. And other than that, we're looking good. We still have some spotty traffic on Highway 90, but it is clearing up and on the bridge from Pensacola to Pace on Highway 90. If you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next. Yesterday, we mentioned that Frontier Airlines, that does fly out of Pensacola, has a special offer that's going through the end of today. There's a bit of a catch pertaining to it. I'll share with you what it is. I shared one of the catches yesterday. Since then, I've found out some more. I'll share them with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. We're talking about the snow that dumped in Buffalo. And got a text here that says, yep, that's why I left Rochester when I turned 18. I lasted two winters there. I think that's all. Maybe I lasted three. That was it. I couldn't take any more of it. I was out of there. Bobby, you've been wussified. I have no problem admitting that. I hate the snow. It's horrible. Look, here's my opinion. All right. You want to hear my opinion here? I like the heat. I like the heat a lot. And anytime somebody talks about paradise, they think hot beaches and tropical weather, not frozen tundras. And so my opinion about hell is when they say you're going to burn in hell is that you have frostbite. And that snow is actually the ashes of hell because it burns when it touches your skin. Yeah, that's it. So snow is actually the ashes of hell. Lake effect snows are terrible. They're so localized. You get a swath of feet of snow, but go a few miles north or south, and it's just a dusting. It's like driving from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola over a 3-mile bridge and going from a blizzard to flurries. Oh, yeah. It's so weird because, like, Erie, Pennsylvania will get dumped. In fact, I think Erie, Pennsylvania still has the most snow it has the most snow accumulation of any city in the United States, and it's lake effect snow. And even though it's close to Buffalo, sometimes Buffalo will have nothing. And then sometimes, like, you know, Erie will have a dump and then vice versa. And then same thing with Rochester and the same thing with Syracuse. That whole region gets this weird. And then Cleveland, too. You get this very weird thing where lake effect snow will hit some places deeper than others. Hey, Bobby, I'm from Miami. I think the winters here are harsh. I couldn't even imagine. Yeah. Yeah, if you think the winters here are harsh, yeah, it's bad. But you know what? I'm okay with being a wuss. I'm okay with it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I was going to tell you about the Frontier Airlines catch. The big catch is you got to order at last minute. Plus, it doesn't include any fees. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, 15th year for the Field of Mayflower for Mana Food Pantries, presented by Coastal Moving and Stores, WEAR Channel 3, News Radio 92.3, and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Start collecting non-perishable food items now and bring them out to Cordova Mall on Monday and Tuesday to help fill the 53-foot Mayflower moving van. Check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, got another pair of tickets to give away for Rocky Mountain High, John Denver Christmas. So stick around for that opportunity. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, we're talking about lake effect snow. Oh, my goodness, it's so crazy up north right now. They are getting dumped on by the in Buffalo. It's a good thing they moved that game to Detroit because there's no way they're going to be able to clean up that much snow in just a day or 2 days. And somebody was saying, yeah, the lake effect snow is just wild. Here's one that says, lake effect snow is a wild experience. There's no reason, and there's a reason why they're called snowbirds. You know, they leave when the snow hits. And I don't blame them. As when I moved down here, I remember talking to some people who were telling me like how much they hate snowbirds. Oh, the snowbirds come down here. I'm like, if you've been through what they've been through, you would understand. You'd be more empathetic. You're so right. Snow sucks. I visited a family in Rochester in August and still keep looking west, waiting for the dark clouds. Yeah, I laugh at my friends here, think it's so nice to have some snow. They're clueless. And it's only November. It's going to be a very long winter. Oh, yeah, you're right. Actually, I was just talking to somebody about this today, about my experiences in Rochester. And I was telling them, the snow is horrendous. It is. It's bad. To have that much snow, like to go to work in it, you're sloshing around and everything. But you know what's really bad about places like that up north? Darkness. It's just dark and gray clouds and gray sky for like 6 months. It's just, and you just get depressed. Like you don't even realize it until all of a sudden, like one morning you're driving to work, you're like, when did the sun start rising at this time of day? And you're like, oh, it's because it's been cloudy for so long. I didn't realize the sun was slowly coming up. It's terrible. That's the worst part of it to me was that. And you know what? Another thing, too, that people don't talk about? Places like Rochester and Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania, it gets extremely hot and humid in the summer, too. And so it's not like you're like, well, at least you got nice, mild summers. Nope. It stinks there in the summer, too. So you got hot and humid in the summer and you get 10 feet of snow in the winter? No grazie. No grazie. All right. If you'd like to weigh in, though, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. Children's hospitals and different pediatric groups are urging the Biden administration to go ahead and declare an emergency over the RSV surge that's happening in hospitals. The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to allow student loan forgiveness program. So basically, they've appealed to the Supreme Court to do this, and Qatar has banned beer sales at the World Cup stadiums just 2 days before the World Cup begins. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. the starting off here in Sports Hit. The NBA is on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Milwaukee Bucks against the 76ers. And at 9 o'clock, the Knicks are playing the Golden State Warriors. NCAA football is on ESPN2 with South Florida taking on Tulsa at 8 o'clock. At 8:45 on FS1, San Diego State University is playing the University of New Mexico. And then NHL hockey is on ESPN Plus with just LA against Vancouver, late game at 9 o'clock. College basketball is on ESPN 2 with number 5 Baylor playing number 16 Virginia at 6 o'clock on ESPN 2. And then let's see here. High school football tonight. There's only a few teams left in the playoffs. Northview is hosting Holmes County. Baker is at Chipley. Pensacola Catholic is going to Florida State University High School. West Florida is playing at Sewanee. Pine Forest is hosting Choctawahatchee, and Escambia High School is hosting Columbia. Then as far as college football games tomorrow, Florida State Seminoles are ranked 19th in the country. They're playing University of Louisiana Monroe. Nope, sorry, University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns. That game is at 11 o'clock, and we'll have the pregame and everything for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Florida's playing Vanderbilt. Miami's playing number 9 Clemson. Number 8 Alabama is playing Austin Peay. Auburn is playing Western Kentucky, and South Alabama is playing Southern Mississippi. On Sunday with the NFL, the Jaguars and the Bucks are off. The Saints are playing the Rams. Sunday night football is the Chiefs against the Chargers, and Monday night football is the 49ers against the Cardinals. In sports news, real quick, the Washington Commanders are going to honor the Virginia football players with helmet decals after that fatal shooting that happened this past week. Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing was arrested for a DUI just hours after the win against the Packers. The Bills canceled Thursday's practice due to the snow, and they don't leave for Detroit until Saturday. And we'll get your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have some slight slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be just after the Avalon Boulevard exit. It looks like there may just be just a disabled vehicle. Right after the exit, around mile marker 23 over to the side. So keep some caution there. We still have some slowdowns on Brent Lane in the westbound direction near Sycamore Drive. This is right near Pensacola Christian College, showing some slight delays on Brent Lane, again, westbound. And still, we do have some delays on Pine Forest, north and southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here shortly, we're going to have your this week in science. But first,
Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Big Green Egg. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. Aaron Rodgers sucks up all the oxygen in Green Bay. He was disappointing once again last night in a loss to the Titans. But Packers fans shouldn't limit the blame to their star quarterback. Every year they draft defense, and somehow the defense still isn't good. They made Ryan Tannehill look like Patrick Mahomes last night. Now the season looks lost. There's plenty of blame to go around, not just the quarterback. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
Okay, can I have everybody's attention for just a second?
Morgan's media planning firm just landed a multi-million dollar client.
Because we won the pitch.
She needs to staff up before trafficking hits a traffic jam.
So we're going to need research, planning, buying, obviously, and probably data analytics.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. This week in science, the Artemis 1 moon mission finally launched this week. It's unmanned, so there's no astronauts on board, and it won't land on the moon, just orbit around it and come home. But it is one step closer to getting people back on the moon, which they're hoping to do by 2025. And once again, this is the largest rocket that NASA has. A team at NASA also thinks why aliens haven't made contact. Because complex civilizations just tend to destroy themselves before they can reach out. Huh? Oh, okay. That's not very nice. In more optimistic space news, scientists in Bulgaria think wormholes do exist. They're basically shortcuts through space, and we may have already detected them without realizing it. There are theories that are almost identical to black holes, and it's just a theory thus far, obviously. In tattoo news, even women in ancient Egypt got lower back tattoos. That's right. And researchers think that pregnant women and midwives got them, maybe to be some sort of good luck for childbirth. And a team in Switzerland invented edible drones with wings made of rice cakes. Huh? Yeah, the idea is that you'd fly in this drone if somebody gets stranded and you can't reach them quite yet, and then they could eat the drone. Each drone has about 300 calories. It's not very much at all. And they and it's made out of rice cakes. It's just this little tiny thing. It's not nothing fancy. It's not like what you're thinking, like a big drone. It's more like a paper airplane, but it has a little tiny motor on it so they can get it to you. And the paper airplane's made out of rice cakes. That's basically like, that's the best way I can describe it. All right. That is your science this week. I want to go back to the story I was sharing before. Frontier Airlines has an all-you-can-fly pass for $599, and it's going to jump up to $2,000 tomorrow. Today's the last day for $599. Here's the catch, though. One, you can only fly on Frontier. All right, that makes sense. You book your flights at flyfrontier.com. There's a list of blackout dates, which are mostly around holidays and popular long weekends. Not surprisingly, you got to be flexible. Here's the first big catch. You can only book your flight the day before you fly. Well, what if the flights are all booked up? Yeah, that's the catch. So if you plan on going somewhere, like I'm going to go visit the in-laws, or I'm going to go visit this, or I'm going to go to Disneyland or Disney World, or I'm going to, and you make a plan for it, and like, we'll just buy the tickets the day before. Well, the flights could be gone. So that's that. The second one is a big catch too, though. You can book the tickets for free for 1 cent, actually. They're 1 cent each, but that only covers the airfare. You would have to pay for bags. You would have to pay for upgrades. You would have to pay for taxes and fees. For example, $277 ticket, the airfare is about $236. The taxes and fees alone are $41, and that does not include any bags that you do have to pay for if you're going to check in bags or get more than one carry-on. So, or get a carry-on. They charge for carry-ons there too. So it's just the airfare that you get for free. But here's the other thing too. If there's only premium seats available on the flight that you want, you have to pay for the premium seat. So, yeah, the fees could add up pretty quickly on this. So, the idea, this seems like this is good for people. I was reading one thing saying this is probably good for people who are retirees or people who can just, you know, it's like Southwest's old motto, want to get away? It's like that kind of thing. Like your last minute, like, let's go somewhere this weekend. You know what I mean? So if you do something like, let's just go somewhere. You want to go somewhere this weekend? Yeah, sure. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's see what's available. Then it works for you. If you're going to get this $600 and you're like a business traveler and you need to make plans and stuff, probably no. This is meant for just kind of just wanting to get away type thing. And for that, I think $599 is a good price. This jumps up to $2,000, which, by the way, auto renews at $2,000. So if you don't cancel ahead of time, it's automatically going to charge you $2,000 next year. That I don't think is worth $2,000. That's up there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, let's go over to Traffic on the Fives first, and then we'll go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
We do have an accident at the intersection of North Palafox and East Olive Road. Seeing some major slowdowns due to this accident. So keep that in mind. If, again, North Palafox Street and East Olive Road, we do have an accident. I-10, I-110 checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 98. Really nothing to slow you down throughout Blue Angel, Pine Forest also moving nicely. Still have some traffic on Brent Lane in the westbound direction. This is going to be at Sycamore Drive due to an accident. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, a Baldwin County deputy has now been arrested after apparently being caught with drugs in his patrol car. 34-year-old Robert Dewberry charged with drug possession. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says that investigators contacted Dewberry last night after he went on duty. They found methamphetamine and kratom in his squad car. Kratom apparently is an herbal product that's illegal in some states, including Alabama. Then they found more of the same drugs in the search of his home. The sheriff's office now says Dewberry has been fired. He'd been a deputy since last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a pretty big one right there. He's going to lose that one. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com is three Republicans say they won't support Kevin McCarthy for speaker. Uh-oh. We were announcing the other day it looked like he had the votes in order to be Speaker of the House. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz from right here in the Panhandle says conservatives have enough votes to upset Kevin McCarthy's plan to be Speaker of the House. Okay. So the three Republicans who have publicly stated they will not support him are Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle, Matt Rosendale, Republican from Montana, and Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona. And so they've already said that they will not do so. So he's 30 votes shy from his 2018 target. But to become speaker. But you already have three who've said that they're not going to vote for him, but those three are saying there's others who are joining them to not vote for him. So be interesting to see what happens with that whole race right there. Other top stories on FoxNews.com include friends of victims open up about the home where the college students were found slain. This is the University of Idaho. This terrible tragedy that's going on right there. Disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes slapped with an 11-year prison sentence. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. The game Bingo is centuries old. The word bingo has no real known origin and is not found before the 1920s. Metallica is the first band to play on all seven continents. They did it all in one year. In 2013, they played in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia, and a special concert for some scientists in Antarctica. The original name for Eggo waffles was Froffles, as in frozen waffles. So I guess it'd been Froffles. I don't know. But people called them Eggos because they tasted like eggs. And 2 years later, that became their official name. The tallest building in Dubai until 1973 was only 75 feet high. Then they had the skyscraper boom, and now they have 26 buildings that are over 1,000 feet. There you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.